Hospital for Children?
Hi, yes. This is Shel. Yes.
Hi, Aurelia. How are you? Sorry.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. What's up?
I just wanted to follow up with the book, just make sure everything's okay.
Okay. If I recall correctly, your book was a curious book for Curious Mind. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I recall that I told you it's going to take 7 to 10 business days for the first response. Everything's going fine. I'll be able to get your response by this week. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's good.
The response will be through the teamwork?
Yes, it will be on teamwork. Is that okay?
Okay, yes, that's fine. Thank you. Just making sure.
No problem. By the way, I had a few questions about the book as well. If you are available, this is a good time.
Yeah, I'm available now.
What exactly are your plans for making a book cover for this?
Sorry, what was that?
What are your plans on making a book cover for the book?
I've been thinking about that. I'm not sure yet. I think I might know someone who can help me, but I don't have a definite plan.
You don't have a definite plan at this time. Okay. And what are your plans with the ISBN? Because I see on your book, it's identification number they give to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm publishing through Amazon. So during the publishing process, they give me an identification number, so I would fill that out.
That's not a good idea. I wouldn't recommend it. Because if you
that's
use
not
that,
a good model, idea?
That's not the ISBN. That's called the ASIN. That's dedicated to Amazon. If you use an ASIN, you won't be able to upload it on other platforms. Because for other platforms, they don't accept ASIN. They accept ISBN, which is the International Standard Book Number.
Okay. So how would I get the number then?
I can put you through a guy, your strategist over here, and he'll guide you on how to get that done. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And aside from that, the book is fine. The other question I was having was for the table of contents. Do you want it to remain that way? Because it's just very squashed up in the middle.
The table of contents. Let me take a look now.
If you can, just open the file. The table of contents is really squashed up in the middle. It looks weird.
Yeah, where you would put it in the beginning, right?
Yeah, you do put it in the beginning, but no, I'm not talking about the it's on in the middle of the page, like a column, like a very thin column.
So how would you make it?
It should be the content should be on this in the center, as it says, table of contents or contents, and you left align the rest, all the content. Acknowledgement, yeah. And few chapters are not named, 7, 8, 9, and 10 don't have a name at this time. Do they?
Oh, yeah, I left it blank because I didn't have those chapters. I didn't know if I was going to add anything. So, yeah, those don't exist.
Okay. Do you plan to add them or?
I don't think so unless I really need to lengthen the book. But if anything, I think I could add to the actual chapters that I have.
Okay, so I can remove 6, 7, 8, 9. I can just remove them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And about the author, I assume, are you going to give something for that as well? Because we require some text for about the author. We will be putting it on the on some part of the book.
Yeah, where would I?
Normally, that the best place for that is to go on the back cover. That or at the start of the book with a picture of yourself. If you are going for the approach of a self-help book, I would recommend on the back cover, you can have a small picture of yourself and you can have a description of the author, that's going to be you, and below that's going to be a small description of the book. And that's going to be a back cover description, which highlights you, the book, and the book together, okay?
Okay.
So do let me know if you have problem finding any person for the book cover. We do offer a very good book cover service. We have custom illustration designs, and we have like general designers as well in order to get the book cover done entirely. If you have them in mind, do let me know.
Yeah, and part of the book cover would be that description on the back, right?
Yes, everything. When you sign up for the, if you sign up for the book cover, that's the entire book cover's design, not just the front. It's the front, back, and spine, the entire book cover.
What's the, do you have a number or someone I can contact, if anything, a resource for that?
The everything is in-house for us, so if you want to ask for anything, we have it all, pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
so for the book out.
I'm going to be your project manager, so you can ask me pretty much anything. There are, well, let me break it down for you, okay, how this works. So there are two people assigned to your project, okay? One's me, that's going to be your book, like your project manager for the entire book. The other person is your strategist. The assigned strategist for this book is Mr. McCain. His full name is Daniel McCain, okay? So for... mostly like stuff that involves, that might involve some legal relevance, we often go from to Mr. McCain, and because he is the strategist for this project, okay? He'll also guide you on how you can market the book and everything. If you want, I can schedule a call for Mr. McCain, because he does not look over only one project. He has a lot of projects on his hands, so we'll have to schedule a call for him. So I can send you an email, or I can drop you a text for his availability and time.
To discuss the marketing.
You can discuss the marketing. You can also discuss the ISBN. And for the book cover, you can have that discussion with me, and we can work that out, no problem.
Yeah, we can work that out, because that's been something I've been thinking about. I'm not sure. So I think going through you guys would be better, since I'm already doing the book.
Yeah, because like we will, or like our guys will be reading the entire book, and then they'll come up with the idea for the book cover, or you can give us an idea for the book cover. They'll give you a sample. You can see if you want to make changes. You can see if you want it adjusted, and we'll get it done. Once you completely approve the book cover, we'll go for it accordingly.
Okay, so we'll basically do that after the book is done. We'll focus on the cover.
Yeah, but I personally would recommend doing it in tandem, because the book is just general editing. It won't take too long. And if you do plan on marketing the book, the first thing you'll need is the book cover, not the inside.
How much would it be to do the book cover through you guys?
Let's see. Do you want a complete custom illustration of the book, like the book cover?
Yeah.
A complete custom illustrations. It would say, let me check in with my team and see. Can you hold on, stay online just for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Stay online. Hey, Ariella.
Hi.
So, complete custom design of the book cover is going to cost you $4.99.
Okay. And how would I pay? Would send me the invoice like I did for the...
Yeah, it'll be the same.
Okay. And so, to do that, I would just... How would that process go? They would just...
First, the process going to work for the book cover is we will first decide on what exactly you have in mind for a book cover. Maybe we can brainstorm together. I'll ask my team to read out the entire book and see what they can come up with, okay? Once I have a few ideas, I'll present the ideas to you. Once you approve the ideas, like one of the ideas, I'll send that to the illustrators. From that idea, they will design the entire sample, and I'll send you the sample. If you like the sample, we'll move ahead with it, with refining the entire, book cover. If you don't like the idea, we'll switch to something else, and we'll redesign it, okay?
Okay. And this is happening while being edited.
This is going to happen while the book is edited. Any service you take with us is not going to hinder your editing process because we have a lot of people here. So it's no problem. Nothing's going to get hindered whenever you sign up for a different service. We have enough people to handle everything.
Okay, thank you. So if you could send me that invoice then.
Sure, I'll send you the invoice. So how did you play through a link last time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send you the secure payment link and you can go through with that, okay?
And then just one more question with the marketing. Should I make that appointment now or I feel like I should wait until the book and everything's done?
How about this? It's just an appointment. Have a general discussion, understand how things work, and then you can decide, okay? It's just going to be a general discussion with Mr. McCain for introduction and everything, but I don't think you'll be able to do that right now. I'll have to confirm and I'll drop you a text, okay, from my personal number.
About the appointment? Okay.
Yeah, okay, because I'll have to confirm with Mr. McCain about his availability. I don't have a schedule on hand.
Okay, that's fine. And the link will be sent through text?
Link will be sent on email, okay?
On email, okay.
Okay, she'll be receiving that in 5 minutes. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. Take care. Bye-bye.